Sorry, that one got away from me. What was the University of California marching band on the Songs of California, Part 7? The California band, first we heard the Big Sea Song, and then we heard Hail to California, under the direction of Charles Cushing, recorded back in 1941. And before that, we listened to Spike Jones and the City Slickers on the RCA Victor label with the Glowworm. And then before that, an old one on Columbia. That was Benny Goodman Orchestra with the Bugle Call Rag right here on Music Squares. Let's listen to a little bit of Freddie Fisher and his orchestra on the Decca label with their version of Pistol Packin' Mama. Right here on Music Squares.
Oh, drinking beer in a cabaret and having lots of fun. Until one night she caught me tight and now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama, lay that pistol down.
Oh, I'll be your regular daddy if you treat me right. I'll be your regular feller and woo you every night.
Oh, lay that pistol down, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama, lay that pistol down.
Jokers, and listen while I hum a story I'll relate to you of a great American bum. From the east to west and north to south, like a swarm of bees they come. They sleep in the dirt and wear a shirt that's dirty and full of crumbs. Oh, it's early in the morning, ere the dew is off the ground. The bum arises from his nest and gazes all around. From the boxcar and the haystack, he gazes everywhere. He never turns back upon his tracks until he gets a square. beat my way from Frisco Bay to the rockbound coast of Maine, to Canada and Mexico, then wandered back again. I've met town clowns and harness bulls as tough as a cop could be, and I've been in every calaboose in this land of liberty. I've topped the spruce and worked the sluice and taken a turn at the plow. I've searched for gold in the rain and cold and worked on a river scow. I've dug the clam and built the dam and packed the elusive prune. But my troubles fail when I hit the trail, I'm packing my old Maloon. Oh, send me in the railroad yards, waiting for a train, waiting for a westbound freight, but think it's all in vain. Going east, they're loaded. Going west, sealed tight. I think we'll have to get aboard the fast express tonight. Oh, lady, would you be kind enough to give me something to eat? A piece of bread and butter and a 10-foot slice of meat. A piece of pie or custard to tickle my appetite. For really, I'm so hungry, I don't know where to sleep tonight. Oh, sleeping against the station, ra-la-la-la-la-la-lation, that's our recommendation, hurrah-hurry-hurrum, for we are three bums, three jolly old bums, we live like royal perks, we have good luck in bumming our chuck, and we never bother the work. I met the man the other day I never had met before. He asked me if I wanted a job shoveling iron ore. I asked him what the wages were, and he said 10 cents a ton. I said, old fella, go chase yourself, I'd rather be on the bum. Oh, sleeping in the pogies, ogie, ogie, ogies, smoking snipes and stogies. Hurrah, hurry, hurrum, for we are three bums, three jolly old bums. We live like royal perks. We have good luck in bumming our chuck. God bless the man that works.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another rainy Sunday morning here in the Mission. You are listening to RadioValencia.fm, and I am your Sully, and the show is Sufficient Grounds. Thanks for joining us this morning for the next 2 hours till 12 o'clock. We will take you on an eclectic array of music and hopefully turning you on to some new things and also enjoying some things you maybe have already heard of. It's going to be a great show today. I'm super excited about this. This is March's International Women's Month, and we'll be celebrating women artists during the show, playing them throughout, and also a devoted set to women artists a little bit later on. And the other great surprise is we have a special DJ in the studio this morning, the return of DJ Gwen. And so we'll hear from her a little bit later. Excited about that. Hopefully you are too. She brings a great energy into the studio. But right now in the background, you are listening to Why Do You Love Me by the Cocteau Twins and Harold Budd off their 1986 album, The Moon and Melodies. So let's kick back. Put your anywhere you are. Maybe put the heater on a little bit higher. Fill up your coffee cup, your teacup, whatever you got going on there. And I just want to thank you for listening, and we'll enjoy the show here together. Thanks for listening.
waiting game with open arms through golden fields.
Deep sun.
Even though the corn is high. Sometimes hush against the hills. We open to the blinding sky and let it in.
Set there. Hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, we started off the set with the Cocteau Twins and Harold Budd. A little track called How Do You Love Me? Super mellow there, actually. That's off their 1986 release, The Moon and Melodies. The story behind that is that the Cocteau Twins actually connected with American avant-garde composer Harold Budd for a documentary that aimed to pair the musicians from different genres. And, well, the documentary never happened. But Budd and the Cocteaus decided to continue their collaboration, and they put that out on the album The Moon and the Melodies. And then after that, we heard Lullaby for a Lamppost, which was a little sleepy there. And that was by New Orleans-born trumpeter, keyboardist, and singer Nicholas Payton from the 2021 album Smoke Sessions. And then we went into We Let It In by Brian Eno off his 22nd solo album, Forever and Ever No More, which was just released last year. I can remember listening to Brian Eno back in my university days. I was really into this movie, this release he had called Music for Movies. I think that's when I was trying to scratch a filmmaker itch back when I was at UCLA taking history of filmmaking classes. So I always liked seeing Brian Eno, especially with something new. And then we ended out the set with The Worst Is Done by The Way's Blood off the 2022 album And In the Darkness Hearts Aglow. That's featuring vocalist Natalie Mehring, who started her career as an experimental noise musician, which is kind of interesting because that is definitely not noise pop there, before she moved into her current style. Mehring is also highly influenced by the late singer-songwriter Harry Nilsson in both singing style and songwriting. And since I said Harry Nilsson, and got DJ Gwen here with us, who's a huge Harry Nilsson fan. Is that right, Gwen?
I am.
You are. You love Harry Nilsson. So yes. I thought you'd appreciate that as well. So, Gwen.
Good morning.
It's been a while since you've been here.
Yes, it's been quite a while. This is the last time I was here, you were doing your show on Saturday morning.
That's right. That was a while ago. And since we used to do it Saturday morning, and now we're doing it from Sundays from 10 to 12 Pacific time.
Very nice.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to hear a little bit more from Gwen, actually a lot more from Gwen later on. She has her own set, and we'll be chatting with her throughout the show. But I want to thank you for listening to RadioValencia.fm. I am your Sully, and the show is Sufficient Grounds. We're going to dive into a little H.C. McIntyre now, who's from Durham, North Carolina. And this is actually a collaboration project or song she did with Amy Ray from the Indigo Girls. And this song is called Turpentine, right here on your Radio Valencia.fm.